Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we thank Him and we bear witness that there is no deity except Him and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His messenger. May Allah, peace and prayers be shed upon Him, His companions, His household, and those who follow Him until the Day of Judgment. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. There is a very small surah in the Quran, in Juz Amma, that we pass through very quickly. Yet, this surah is a very important surah. It is a surah that of a disease that we are all infected with, which is called the disease of non-stop increase. Non-stop more and more and more. It is Surah At-Takathur. At-Takathur, which is non-stop increase, non-stop more, more property, more entertainment, more money, more power, more and more and more. And as they say, the sky is the limit. Sky is the limit means no limit. Humans can keep going for more and more and more until they consume their own lives and they have no life left over for anything else other than the business of increase and more and more and more. So the surah is threatening surah. It comes with a threat. And this threat is direct confrontation, which is first a confrontation of the disease. Al-hakum al-takathur. You are so busy with the business of non-stop more. Until, so what is the end? What's the end of that? The end of that is hatta zurtum al-makhabir, until you visit graves. And it's very interesting, the expression of visit grave versus end up in grave, in graves. You might say until you end up in graves, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that He's talking to Arab who deny the Day of Judgment, who are claiming that you end up in grave, who claim that when end in grave means that's it. There's no more after going into grave. There's no resurrection. There's no Day of Judgment. So Allah, to make it clear to them, Allah said, "Hatta zurtum," until you visit the graves. So it's just a short visit that would be followed by an endless life. And obviously, we all know that we will be dead much longer than we are alive. So if you take all this period of time and you think of it as a visit, then you can, in your mind, imagine, if this is the visit, millions of years or thousands of years, if this is a visit, then what do you think then about what would follow that? Because it's relative. It's relative to whatever is going to come after, which is that visit is called visit in relation to what comes after. So after is infinite life, and this is why that grave's period is called visit. Then Allah goes into a direct threat. Direct, it is like boom, al-hakum al-takathur, the first hit on the head. You are so busy with the business of non-stop increase until the second hit on the head, you visit with the graves. Then a threat, kalla sawfa ta'lamun, indeed you will know. Indeed you will know. Indeed, and that is a threat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not doing this threat once, is doing it twice. كَلَّا سَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ ثُمَّ كَلَّا سَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ كَلَّا سَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ. The first, when you visit the graves, you will know. You will get to know that this, what you have been running after, is nothing but mirage. Is nothing but nothing. And then the second threat is ثُمَّ كَلَّا سَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ, and then you will get also to know in the Day of Judgment that this is nothing. You've wasted your life. Allah puts you in a room, and this room has stones and diamond, treasure and stones. And then Allah says you will have 60, 70 years in this room. So then Allah advises you, when you get into this room, you better collect the treasure and stay away from the stones. Or you can take
from the stones as much as you need, okay? And stay away from the business of non-stop increase of collecting the stone. And get busy, better invest your life into collecting the treasure. Because the time will come and the angel of death will grab you out of this room, whether you like it or not, without any mercy, without any chance. The angel of death will just grab you out. So we end up picking up the stone and leaving the treasure. We give to Allah the leftover of our time and money. The leftover. Whatever after our the business of non-stop increase eats up our time and eats up our money and eats up our business and eats up, I'm sorry, our attention and beats absorbs and eats all our resources, definitely we'll have some left over. We take this left over and give it to Allah. Okay? So that is the opposite of non-stop increase. Is the non-stop decrease of the dedication and worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The threat says that at the end, لَتَرَوُنَّ الْجَحِيمِ, you will see the Jahim. ثُمَّ لَتَرَوُنَّهَا عَيْنَ الْيَقِينِ, then you will see it as a reality, with your own eyes as a reality, right in front of your eyes. And it's very interesting, the expression of eyes, because the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that says that you give the child of an Adam one valley full of treasure, he wants two, you give him two, he wants four, you give him four, he wants eight, and only dirt will fill the eye of the child of Adam. I look, in this hadith it says I, and in the surah it says عين اليقين, the eye of the eye. So what is about this eye? What is the secret of this eye that's being used in both the surah and the hadith? When people die, the first thing that leaks out of their body are the eyes. The first thing when they go into the graves, the eyes melt out and they disappear. And then, guess, if you are under the dirt and your eyes disappear, what will replace the back, the void, or the space of the eye in the face? Dirt. Dirt will come instead. So, here we go. Your eyes are full of dirt now. That is the end of the non-stop increase. ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. Then, Allah is telling you, what you have been collecting is a liability. Again, it's to you. It's not an asset, it's a liability. Why? Because you will be questioned about this liability. You will be questioned about the money that you have. You will be questioned about the luxury time you have. You will be questioned and you will not be let go. As the Prophet ﷺ said, you are not going to step out of the court of Allah without being questioned about three things. One of them is the wealth, where you have gotten it from, and how did you spend it? And the stingy people who keep the money and they don't want to spend the money, they are, by the Prophet, they are not smart. They are doing something very foolish. Why? Because they live in this life, the life of poor people. Why? Because they don't want to spend. And in the day of judgment, they get judged as rich people. So they got the worst of both. In this life, they live the life of poverty because they don't want to spend. And in the hereafter, they are treated and accounted in the court of Allah like rich people, which is much harder accountability than the poor people. The poor people have three pillars of Islam, not even five. Shahada, Sawm, Salah. And then they have nothing, money or anything. So they get dismissed from the court of Allah quickly. And they are not. While the rich people are audited, they get audited by Allah. Money, penny by penny, dollar by dollar, $1,000 by $1,000, $1,000,000 by $1,000,000. It comes, they are audited. They are not going to be just dismissed. Probably poor people will be dismissed with a short summary judgment. you get the book with your right hand, you pass, you go to Jannah. And rich people, they stay and get judged and accounted. So what is the take home implementation of this surah? The take home implementation of this surah is to decrease the business of non-stop increase and non-stop more, and increase the business of the picking the treasures that would save you in the Day of Judgment. The final thing is that you want me to change the way I deal with life, decrease an activity and increase other activities. I need a motive to inspire me and to motivate me. What is that motive? A speech will not do it. Okay? So what is it that I can do to be able to motivate to do that? The answer is simple. In the surah, حَتَّى زُرْتُمُ الْمَقَابَرِ, until you visit the graves. Visit the graves. Go to the graves. And read the names on the graves. And read the date of birth and read the date of death. Read and imagine. There is a person there. But this person existed only during that period of time. Before he didn't exist, after he didn't exist. And just visit and then know that one day we will have a grave for you with a stone saying, Brother X, X, Y, born on this date, died on this date. And think of yourself in this place. And that is enough of a motive for you to start correcting your direction and your effort, investing your time and effort. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه.